Grace and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember my fourth and last year at the seminary, a certain time coming back from a weekend visit with my then fiance, Patch Lynn, and I only had 3 weeks left in the winter quarter. And after those 3 weeks, was just my last spring quarter of the seminary, and that was going to be a fairly light quarter at that. And so for me, the end of my school days, that end was finally in sight. After 4 years of college, 2 years of graduate school, a year of internship, and back at school for one more year of graduate school, I could finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. Can't tell you how long I waited to be done with school. I'm sure some of you know what that's like. You've got a long way to go yet, so hang in there. But between me and that last simple quarter lay an obstacle. Actually, lay five obstacles. I had due in my five classes, five research papers, one for each class, two 10-page papers, a 15-page paper, and two 20-page research papers. And that was before the invention of the internet. You know, Al Gore had not invented it yet, okay? So, and thus, while the end was in sight, I had a hard time looking at it and seeing it because my mind was fixed on these terrible obstacles that still lay in front of me, namely those papers. And so it is as we consider and look toward the day of Christ's return, that day which we celebrate today, on this, the last Sunday of the church year. At first hearing, when we hear about the return of Christ, it all sounds great and wonderful. The scriptures tell, you know, how Jesus will come back to earth with the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the archangel. They tell how Jesus will separate the sheep from the goats and how the sheep will be invited to come with him into the kingdom of heaven and the goats will be cast into eternal punishment. But the sheep will be welcomed into that kingdom, a kingdom that had been prepared for them since the very foundation of the world. Furthermore, and I really like this part, God tells how the people of God will rise to meet him in the air. Now, I don't know about you, but I have wanted my whole life to fly. And finally, I'm going to get to do it. All that sounds pretty cool, pretty incredible, pretty awesome, right? That is until you realize that most of us will be dead when Jesus returns. Most of us will be, as the Bible puts it, sleeping in the dust of the earth. Many of us will have become nothing but dust in the earth. Genesis 3, God reminds us that from dust you came and to dust you will return. When we read God's word concerning Jesus' bodily return to this world in the last day, that day to end all days, we may be able to see and think about it for a moment as the light at the end of that earthly tunnel. But then there appears that obstacle that stands in front of each and every one of us, that obstacle that we just cannot ignore. And it's large, and it's menacing, and it's terrifying. It's one that is almost impossible not to be fixed on and fixated by. The Bible simply calls it the last enemy. You and I know it as death. Ben Franklin made that famous statement that I mentioned in a few weeks ago in one of our messages about nothing being certain but death and taxes. But the reality is that a lot of people don't pay taxes. There are ways around it, ways to avoid it. But you can't escape death. We might be able to cheat death for a while, i.e. evil Knievel, or postpone death, i.e. Methuselah, or disguise impending death, i.e., I hate to say this, but with a bunch of plastic surgery like Joan Rivers. But we cannot escape death. One way or another, it catches up to all of us. And thus the disturbing and frightening truth is that in all likelihood, when Jesus comes down, we will be dead. But we won't stay dead. And that's the good news that we recognize and celebrate today on this, the last Sunday of the church year. For on the day of his return, we will raise back to life. Our text from 1 Corinthians 15 reminds us that just as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And then it says, when he comes. And then the end will come. And those who have lived in a faithful, loving relationship with Jesus during their lives here on this earth, we will be welcomed into his eternal heavenly kingdom. While those who have rejected Jesus in this life will be sent into eternal punishment. And thus, while death might appear to be that insurmountable obstacle to overcome, it really isn't, at least not for Jesus. He already overcame it once by his resurrection from the dead after he had died on the cross. And he will overcome it again for each of us on the day of his return, the day which is the last day of this world as we have known it. Some people look to that day and they call it Judgment Day. Because, as you know, the scriptures say that Jesus will come back, and we even say it in our creed that he will judge the living and the dead. Our gospel from Matthew 25 tells us how he will separate the sheep from the goats, which is, of course, the believers from the unbelievers, and how the believers will be welcomed to heaven while the unbelievers are cast into hell. And certainly, all of that's true. But for us, we who have been baptized into the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we who have been forgiven of our sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we whom God has gifted with a faith that clings hold of Jesus, for us, that day is not really Judgment Day, but Welcome Home Day. Jesus, you see, already took all of the punishment for our sins upon himself on the cross. And there's nothing left thus for us to stand before God and to be judged for. Our sins have been forgiven. It's a done deal. And thus, as we stand before God and Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Lamb, as he sits on his throne on that day, no question will be asked us of how often did you come to worship? How much money did you put in the offering plate? How many people did you help in your life? We will simply be welcomed into the home of our Heavenly Father. May we each look forward to the day of Christ's return. For on that day, not only will we be raised from the dead, but we will be welcomed into our Father's eternal home. To God be the glory for the sacrifice and for the victory of His Son Jesus. Amen.